when it really matters. News Talk 780 KOH.
From the KOH News Center, I'm Chuck Whitten. Nevada Department of Corrections captured a minimum security inmate who walked away from a fire camp near Elko earlier this week. 27-year-old Jordan Shane Redger was found at a home in Rendon, not far east of Elko. Redger reportedly tried to escape out of the back door, but was taken into custody and booked into the Elko County Jail. The fire camp is near Interstate 80 at the Deeth exit between Wells and Elko. Yerington Mason Valley Fire Department is looking for people with and without firefighting experience to join their team. You'll help with fires in Lyon County and on mutual aid calls around northern Nevada. The department's Scott Draper says those without experience will go through a year of training before they're allowed to fight their first fire, but those who join their ranks with experience may not have long to wait.
Most of the people that we deal with have some type of background in the fire service or have worked wildland fires before. Most of them we just need to bring up to their current certifications.
You'll be paid $15 an hour when called for mutual aid fires, and you'll also earn overtime wages. The jobs are seasonal and on call. You can sign up by calling 463-2261. Right now, traffic and weather together on News Talk 780 KOH. There's an injury accident in Carson City, northbound down South Carson, south of Fairview. There's an injury accident in Carson City, eastbound on State Route 40, 431, Washoe County 15. Cutaway weather, the high today in Reno should be near 100 degrees around 3 or 4 this afternoon, with clearing skies beginning mid-afternoon. We can expect clear skies the rest of the afternoon and overnight, with temperatures heading down into the mid-60s tomorrow morning. Current Reno temperature, 92 degrees. I'm Chuck Whitten, News Talk 780 KOH.
On air, online, on demand, News Talk 780 KOH.